From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan, and this is Land of Talk. Started out a song away, a sentence and a name. Only for a moment's sake, called it and it came. Held it down the way. Land of Talk are the songs of Elizabeth Powell, along with the bass playing of Chris McCarron and the drumming of Andrew Barr. The band is based in Montreal. In fact, they put their record together in a church around Montreal. Elizabeth Powell's dear friend Justin Vernon mixed and produced the CD. You may know Justin from his project Bon Iver. This is the band's full-length CD. It's called Some Are Lakes, and this song is called The Man Who Breaks Things. The band is Land of Talk, and the song we heard from their new CD, Some Are Lakes, is called The Man Who Breaks Things. At times, Jesus H. Christ and the Four Hornsmen make what could be the soundtrack for an adult version of Sesame Street. The band is always entertaining. Maybe they creep into bad taste territory for some, but I find them mostly fun and at times refreshing. Just a rundown of the song titles gives you a clue to the stories and the characters that are in store on their CD. Titles like Alcoholics in My Town or Vanity Surfing or Julie on the Fung Wah Bus. But this is the one I want to play. It's the leadoff track. It's called Liz the Hot Receptionist.
Dare. cares. There's not a lot,
but it doesn't mean she isn't hot.
That's all she is.
That's all.
She's Liz, the hot,
hot receptionist.
The music of Jesus H. Christ and the Four Hornsmen. They're an 8-piece band from New York, and their silly CDs called Happier Than You. Jesse Sykes might be thought of as a folksy artist by some of her fans, but by others, she's the collaborator with the drone metal band Sun and Boris. Maybe it's the plaintive and sometimes dark aesthetic of Jesse Sykes that makes it possible to create music in both settings. Jesse Sykes and her band The Sweet Hereafter have just released a new EP. It's not a drone metal record, but it's an emotionally heavy record with an organ drone that forms the foundation of this song. It's called Be It Me or Be It Now.
Are you the one who sees? Are you the one who knows why we ask ourselves? Why we ask ourselves if the feeling real. Be it me or be it none for now. Be it you or be it me somehow. Somehow.
Music of Jesse Sykes and The Sweet Hereafter. The band is on tour for a while, but Jesse tells me she hopes to be working on a full-length record in the spring. The music of U Srinivas is unique to Indian music. You see, U Srinivas plays the electric mandolin. It turns out that the acoustic mandolin just doesn't have the sustain. It's an astonishing thing to hear him slide up and down the four octaves of the mandolin, all the while playing Carnatic music, the classical music of southern India. This piece is called Sindhu, from the CD Samjanitha.
Thank you.
U Srinivas, playing the electric mandolin on a CD called Samjanitha. You can hear other masterful players on this CD, including guitarist John McLaughlin and the Hindustani slide guitar playing of Debashish Bhattacharya. The drone plays an important role in this next song by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Creedence were one of those bands in the 60s that managed to do two things very well: be part of an underground movement writing 8-minute songs that would make it onto the burgeoning FM dial, and then writing one big AM hit after another. One thing that always bothered me about the old Creedence records was how awful they sounded. Maybe it was the way Fantasy Records pressed them, or mastered the vinyl recordings, or both. But the albums always sounded like an old 45. Well, now the first 6 Creedence Clearwater Revival records have been reissued, just a few years after Legal Nightmares gave songwriter John Fogerty control of his songs. This is Born on a Bayou.
Papa!
from the record Bayou Country, released the first week of 1969, brothers John and Tom Fogerty, Stu Cook, and Doug Clifford, Creedence Clearwater Revival. The first six Creedence Clearwater Revival records are being reissued with bonus tracks, marking the band's 40th anniversary, and that's the end of September. And now a love song from Ray LaMontagne to Meg White. Ray LaMontagne is about to release his third record, and it's a great record filled with the sort of subtlety and warmth of his first two. But then there's this song from the CD Gossip in the Grain. This is Ray LaMontagne. And a reminder, we have a two-hour-plus concert from Radiohead on our live concert podcast and online at npr.org/music. Also, Sam Phillips is coming up live in concert. And thanks to all those that gave us such a hard time about our 80s show. And you can read the good and the bad at our blog, npr.org/allsongs. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Tell big white, such a pretty thing. I saw your face on the cover of a magazine.
Someday
I'd like
to take a walk with you, maybe ride down by the seas.
Big white, saw you on the big screen. Old Jack was keen, but you stole the scene. Big white, baby of the ball. Jack is great, don't get me wrong, but this is your song.
Someday
I'd like to take a walk with you and talk about most anything you'd like to talk about and watch the sun.
Face.